The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Discovering our extraordinary God in the ordinary things of life. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
This is pretty neat. I mean, I didn't even plan this. Specifically, I wasn't intentional about it, but just looking after all of the prep for today's show, I don't know exactly how to call this, what to call this, except maybe the children's show. Not because it's going to talk about childish topics, but instead because we're talking about children, your children, at different ages of development throughout the show. And I want to start with your adult children, maybe, because it's probably the request that I hear most often to pray for, the intention that people ask me for. And I just heard the other day here at Relevant Radio, the most common request that we got last month, and most months for that matter, is to pray that your children might come back to the church. I mean, I hear it a lot. It doesn't surprise me at all that this is on your mind as well. You should know that we take your prayer requests very seriously here at Relevant Radio. I just celebrated Mass here in the studios. Not in the studios, where the mic is, you know what I mean? In our chapel, actually, our beautiful chapel. And we have a basket of your prayer intentions off to the side there. And we remember that. Actually, we pray for them one by one, specifically, deliberately, when we receive them and before we go to Mass and during the rosary. And we take those intentions very seriously. And so it's not surprising at all to me that your intention might be that your children come back to start practicing their faith. And that's where I want to start today, to talk about this. And maybe to give you some encouragement, some counsel. But maybe first what we need to do is we need to look at why is this existing? Why does this problem even happen in the first place? Right? Why is it that your children are leaving the church? First of all, you know, it's a matter of free will. You and I both know this, that it's up to each one of us individually to either choose to accept Jesus or not. And every one of us has that particular responsibility. And nobody can fulfill that for us. You can't do it for your children. They can't do it for their children. My friends can't do it for me. Your friends can't do it for you. Each one of us, by our own free will, has to choose to accept the gospel or to reject it. And this is fundamental when you start looking at your own children's lives. This doesn't make it easy to accept, right? Because you think, well, okay, why doesn't he choose what I know is right for him, even if my child has free will? Well, first of all, it could be because of poor catechesis in our children's lives. We have gone through different phases in the church of catechetics, and sometimes it's been good and sometimes not so good. I don't know where we're at now. Time will tell. But I know in some decades past, we went through some pretty shallow catechesis, didn't we? I mean, we went through some pretty... I'm grateful when I look at my life because my parents took on upon themselves very, very, very conscientiously to catechize each one of us. And they didn't just say, well, we're going to drop them off at catechism classes at the parish and we'll let somebody else handle it. My parents took it very seriously that they were the primary educators of their children, especially in the ways of the faith. Maybe when you look at how your children were catechized, you might see some of the deficiencies that are there. Maybe it's partly from your own, you know, inability to communicate the faith in the deepest, best way possible. Maybe it's because the catechesis programs that they were involved in weren't that strong, but that affects people, right? When we're not formed, when we're not taught what the church teaches and it's not instilled in us from the youngest of ages all the way through our whole life, you know, until we die, we have to keep being catechized. We have to keep being formed to understand better what Jesus teaches us. So that could be one contributing factor here. And forgive me, I have to mention this one too, because a lot of times our children end up where they are in part because we ourselves are not all that great at practicing our faith. Our children learn from what we do much more than what we say, right? So we can tell them until we're blue in the face that they have to go to Mass on Sunday. But if we don't go to Mass every Sunday because, oh, well, grandma's in town and she doesn't feel like going, so we're not going to go, or whatever particular excuse we make for not going, that speaks volumes to our children. And that affects their appreciation of what the church teaches, right? So their free will is part of it. Poor catechesis might be part of it. Maybe our own poor example at different phases, different stages of our lives. And then, of course, there is also the world that is out there feeding them a whole different message. And you might have been the perfect catechist. You might have been a saint in your house, and still your children aren't going to Mass because they've been affected by their own friends, by the world, by what they see in the media and in the secular culture. I mean, it's also their own proclivity to sin that just affects each one of us, that oftentimes makes us lazy or negligent in our faith, right? So all of these can be contributing factors to it. Let's realize, first of all, you can't go back and change the past. You can't turn back the clock and undo a lot of these things. You have to work from the present moment where you're at. So what do you do in these circumstances? Well, first of all, you start with prayer. And I know you know that, but maybe you get discouraged because you're not seeing the results of that prayer when your children are not changing, when they're not coming back to the faith, when they're not discovering how important it is for you, how important it is in your life, and our children might not see that. Well, this is where perseverance in prayer becomes really important. St. Monica being maybe the classic example that we look to, St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine, who prayed her son back into the church, right? Who prayed her son to become a saint. I think it was St. Ambrose who told St. Monica, stop talking to your son about God so much and start talking to God about your son, right? Start talking to God about what you desire for your son through prayer, and that will help. Which brings me to the next idea after prayer. I know there's that temptation that you have to want to talk about the faith all the time to your children, or to want to reprimand them for not going to Mass and chastise them for not cultivating the faith the way that they should. But I have noticed that as our children get older, they need, in my opinion, my humble opinion, they need a different example rather than how we instilled that in them when they were children and when they were adolescents by strictly telling them this is what you have to do and you have to come to Mass even if you don't like it and this is just what we do. And children will oftentimes accept that, and that will become the fabric, the framework of their life. But as our children grow, something different starts to emerge. Instead of needing to hear about it, they need to see it. They need to witness the faith in your life. And all of a sudden, you have to, instead of start talking to them about the faith, you have to start demonstrating it with your life. That is to say, you have to bear witness to the joy that your faith gives you. Not in a way that's telling them, hey, you should do this too, but simply in a way that shows them that it's because of your faith that you're joyful. It's because of your faith that you've found peace. And it's because of your relationship with Jesus that you have discovered that pearl of great price. And if they see it, this is really hard, isn't it? Because when we witness by our faith, it's a different experience. It's vulnerable. We're putting ourselves out there and we're sharing our experience. And all of a sudden, now you're not just the authority figure in their life. You are a witness of Jesus to them that they might still choose to reject. They might not accept completely. But you still have to do it. You have to witness to this faith. And maybe not talk about it as much. When the opportunity arises, when they start to open the door, or when you see a little window there, then you might mention it. But I think far more important than that is for you to demonstrate by your actions how much you love Jesus. And then to share that with them. And eventually they're going to want that. They're going to want that peace. They're going to want that, you know, that zeal that you're demonstrating in your life. These are some thoughts for you. Another idea, Brandon Vaught has written a great book called Return. Actually, you can get the book for free, actually, with just the cost of shipping. I just noticed it because I went to Amazon to see how much it costs, and they're out of stock on Amazon. But if you go to freereturnbook.com, you just pay for shipping, $5 maybe, and they send you a free copy of his book. And it's an incredible book. It will show you maybe where your children are at, the different frameworks of belief that they turn to when they might leave the Catholic faith, ideas for talking to them, effective prayers along the way. It's just a resource out there that you might consider, right? But in all of this, don't forget that God is in charge. You're not the one in control. And I think that's a big part of what this is all about. When God allows our children to stray, he's trying to teach us a lesson too. Because as you know, he uses every experience that we have for our growth in holiness, or he can use it if we allow him to. And so he invites us to give control back to him, to trust in his providence, to trust in his designs, and to allow him to be in control. I know you're worried about the eternal destiny of your children, and you should be. And you're worried about where they're going to spend eternity. And I'm glad that you're concerned about that, and that's on your mind. So you pray. And you redouble your efforts at prayer, and you give witness of your faith. But ultimately, we turn it back over to the Lord, don't we? We entrust our children to the love of the Father, who cares about them even more than we do, if you can believe that. Even more than you do, our Father in heaven loves your children, and he wants their salvation too. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop. Coming up after this, we're going to talk about teens and a disturbing trend that's going on with teens. That'll be coming up right after this. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop.